All right, well, I want you to turn your Bibles over to Luke chapter 18 for a moment. And I'm just going to bring, for Vivian and Andrea, you girls that haven't been here on Wednesday nights since we kind of changed things up, what we're doing now on Wednesdays is we're calling this our recharge meeting. Like your cell phone, you've got to charge it up and get a little more, as my daddy would say, juice into that phone and charge it up and get a little more energy into it. And so, you know, you go to work during the week, you stay home or whatever you do during the week, it's good to have that midweek service just to do a charging up. So that's what we do. So I just bring a little devotional. I bring a devotional and then we pray. So about half and half, sometimes more, sometimes less. But that's what we're going to do tonight. And you know, I see the prayer cards. I see what's going on out there. And among all the saints that's gathered here at Landmark, we talk one-on-one at times. You'll call me on the phone or we'll meet. And so I know that you go through tough stuff. And we all get tired of waiting sometimes. There's times we've prayed about certain things and we've prayed. And we prayed, and we prayed, and absolutely nothing happened. And sometimes, like the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says in the Old King James, it says there was a woman with the issue of blood, and she went to all the physicians, and she rather grew worse until she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. So that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, but because this chapter, I'm not going to do the whole chapter, but I'm going to do a few verses because Holy Spirit's going to speak to us through this. He spoke to me big time in this afternoon and gave me some little pieces of revelation through it. So don't shout me down because it's a story that you're very used to, because I'll tell you this. Jesus told these people parables, and the Bible says without parables did he not speak. I think Luke said that. So he was always telling them a story so they could understand the content better. So I want us just to start here in Luke chapter 18, look at verse 1, and we'll just stay with the New King James, Kathy. So let me know when you've got it up. 18:1. All right, let's go. Verse 1. And he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Now, that's written in black, so we know that Luke is giving us that account. He spoke a parable to them that men ought always, how often should we pray? Always. And then he says, don't lose heart, don't give up. Okay, I'll just go ahead and read down to verse 8, and then we'll go back. And don't lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city, a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice from me, from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I do not regard, I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Lest her continual coming, she weary me. And then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Well, he didn't like that. That's not going to work for us to love certain people and then hate others. So let's go back here and take it from Jesus. This whole story is from him, and it's to us just as well as it was to those people. And he's saying, now make sure that you pray always. Because you have a lot of things to pray about. Now, look at verse 2. There wasn't a certain city, a judge. Look, he didn't fear God, and nor did he regard man. He had no shame. He could have cared less what anybody thought. It doesn't matter to me what anyone thinks about me. I'm just going to do my thing, and if they don't like it, well, that's just too bad. I don't fear God. I'm not worried about this God people's talking about, so I really just don't care about anything or anyone. So don't mess with me. That's who this kind of judge was. Verse 3, and then we kind of change the subject and go from the judge to a widow. Now, there was a widow in that city, that same city where the judge lived, and she came to him saying, oh, get justice for me and my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards, he said within himself, now he even says it, though I don't fear God nor regard man. Okay, let's just stop there. Now he says, they all know that I don't fear God and I don't regard man. Now this widow, when you were a widow in those days, you better have kids to take care of you because nobody else cared about you. You were a worthless person. You usually they had no money and no help. Nobody really cared. Nobody really showed up to help the widow out. And that's why Paul began in the New Testament saying, pure religion, undefiled, is to take care of the widow and the children. Because Paul knew that a widow in those days had absolutely no respect or honor. So you've got this woman, this kind of woman, who has no husband, maybe no children. We're not sure who her enemy was. Who was it that was coming against her and troubling her? Was it a neighbor? Was it an ex-husband? Was it a mother-in-law? Well, it couldn't be an ex-husband because she was a widow. Her husband was dead. So we're not sure what was going on here. Now, it was a parable. But she came to him. Now, she didn't go into the courtroom. She didn't go whatever kind of court they had in those days. She did not go there into a public place because that widow woman would not be allowed. Women were not even allowed, but especially a widow. She couldn't go into this place. So this even makes a story a little more interesting, I should say, or a little bit scary, because this woman went to his door. She went to his house and beat on his door, knocked on the door. I could say he probably answered and said, hello, do I know you? No, you don't know me. But I want you to bring justice. What did she say? I want you to give me justice for me from my adversary. Help me, deliver me from this adversary who's given me a hard time. I need help. And he said, go away. I don't help you. You're a widow. Just go away and don't come back. Well, the Bible tells us that she went right back. I don't know if it was the next day or the next week, but she went back. He went to the door. I thought I told you I am not going to help you. Get out of my property. Get off my property and don't come back. But I need help from my adversary. Please, I have no one to help me. And we all get in those places at times. You're like, God, no one even knows what I'm going through. And who's going to help me, Lord? How are we going to do this? And she said, would you please help me or he could kill me or this thing, whatever it was or whoever it was. And he said, I told you I'm not helping you. I can't help you, so go away. I've got important things to do. Next day, she's right back at his door. I don't know you. I told you to leave. So this goes on and on and on. And look what it says in verse 3. It says she came to him. Now Jesus is talking here, again, all in red. She came to him. And if you want help, folks, we've got to get to Jesus. She said, well, I went to him and it didn't help. But here's your encouragement in verse 4. And he would not for a while. He didn't help her for a while, maybe a long time. The Bible doesn't give us any hint of how long this went on. But he didn't help her for a while. But afterwards, look, she just about drove him crazy because it said he said to himself, now he's talking to himself. If I don't help this crazy woman, he said, I don't fear God and I don't regard man. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows I don't care what God thinks and I don't care what this woman thinks or anybody else. I don't care how hard-hearted they think I am by ignoring this woman. I'm just not going to help her. All of a sudden, she is wearing on his last nerve. He can't get sleep. Who knows? She may have went a few times a day or at night. But it said he didn't help her for a while. He wouldn't do it for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, I don't fear God. I don't regard man. But look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Yet because of what? Because this widow troubles me. She is wearing me out. I'm tired of her. That word troubles means she was annoying him. He was annoyed by her. Because she troubles me, you know what? I'm going to avenge her. I'm going to give her what she wants. Okay, I'm going to take care of business right here. That person is not going to come near her again. And he avenged her. Look, verse 5 again. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming, she wearies me. She'll just keep on. He said, this woman is not going to quit. She's not going to give up. My message to us tonight, or the Lord's message to us, is it does not matter how long you've prayed about it. Pray some more. Just keep going. Keep praying. There's sometimes where you just have to pray, 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 pray. Now, when the Lord speaks to you in not an audible voice, but there's certain ways that God speaks to you, and there's just times where it's the still small voice, but other times he speaks where you know it's him, and there's beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I was sitting in a restaurant with somebody the other day. It was a pastor's wife, and she was a widow. And so we met for lunch, and I was just ministering to her. And we were sitting there at Fugazi's, and I looked out the window, and I heard the Lord say to me, he said, and totally off the subject. I mean, totally, totally off what she and I were talking about. And I was still listening to her and everything, but I heard him say, you know, you quit praying about that. You know, I didn't say anything. I said, Lord, you're right in my heart. You're right, I did. I got tired after 4 or 5 years. You know, you'll pray and then you stop and then you come back and you'll pray some more. And he said, but I know you forgot about it. You need to pick that up. Okay. Well, I went home and I thought over that about that ever since. And so you get these messages out of the mouth of babes, sometimes out of your own experiences. But the word, God knows where we are, and he knows what we need to hear. But I'm telling you tonight, just go ahead. Now look what Jesus says in verse 7. But we got to go ahead and pray some things through. But look at verse 7. And Jesus said, and shall God not avenge his own elect? Oh no, I'm sorry, verse 6. We can't miss verse 6. That's very important. Look at this. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. Now the Passion Bible says, did you hear what the unjust judge said to that widow? Jesus is saying, did you hear what that wicked judge said? And then he was reminding these people, remember, this judge was wicked because he didn't fear God and he did not care what anybody thought. He didn't regard man. He had no shame. But he said, did you hear what he said? And then it's funny to me that Jesus would bring a contrast between a wicked judge and God. And he brought a contrast between this unjust judge and the widow. But look, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect? Who do what? Look at this. Cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them. He said, if that judge didn't fear God and that judge didn't care what any man or woman or family member thought about him, he didn't even like this woman. I mean, he didn't even like her. He said, did you hear what he said to her? Her continual coming to me, her continual coming. She just kept coming, kept coming, kept coming. He said, how much more would a God who loves us? And here you just read it. If you go there day and night and day and night and you just keep on, it says, and he bears long with them. Well, that's kind of funny because we just read it down here in verse 4 that he would not for a while, but afterwards he helped her. For a while, this unjust judge held off the answer. For a while, it didn't come. And some of you all have been praying about something for a long, long time. And I'm just telling you, don't stop. Do not stop. Just keep on. Let me share this with you. And I don't want to talk too long because I want us to pray. We were going to build this church. And we were saving our money. And we were taking up, you know, that special offering we do on the first Sunday of the month. We've been doing that since we were 2 or 3 months old. And so we had bought the land, I think, and we had really saved the money for the land, and we had $100,000 to put down on the land, and now we're saving again to put money down on this building or the, you know, get it going. And so we had to have $100,000 more to go to the bank. Well, we saved that just like that, and God helped us. And so that was back in 96. And so I was... I went to do a funeral somewhere. And so while I was in the funeral home, I was talking to this man who was there, and he was the pastor at the Indian Reservation. And so he said, did you hear what happened to us? And I said, no, what happened? And he said, well, you know that terrible rains that we had the other day? He said, we were getting ready to have our powwow. They had a yearly powwow up there on the res. And he said, people were coming in from all over, which would have probably, if they had 50 people, it would have been a big crowd. And he said they were coming in for the powwow with the prayer and the word and the fellowship and dinner outside. And he said that rain flooded us, ruined all of our carpets, it ruined the seats. And so he says, I don't know what we're going to do, but he said, we've been praying and fasting and asking God to show us what to do. And I said, well, how much will that cost? And so the church, again, was very small. And he said, oh, if we just had $5,000, I believe we could take care of that. Now, remember, that was a couple decades ago. And so we came to church, and I went to the board, and I said, hey, you guys, you know, Sunday's coming up, and this is our second offering, and we're going to receive this offering just to put it in savings for the church. We're almost ready to build. And I said, why don't we take this offering that we get and give it to the reservation? And they were all for it except for one brother. And he's like, I don't know, Pastor. And the other guys, I mean, they just flogged him. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, we're not doing this selfishly. We're doing it because we love them, and I really wanted to just help them, but, you know, it's also seed, too. And so there those sweet people were. Now, we were here receiving that offering, and I think we got like $9,000 that day, and we gave it all. And so I didn't call him. I thought, I'll go down there Monday and give it to him. Well, they were at church Sunday morning, And they had been praying all week. Every morning they met and had a prayer meeting over that money. I mean, yeah, for the money to come in. And so they were there praying that morning, and they prayed in the afternoon, and they came back that night, and they had another prayer meeting, and they were praying. And, you know, here's what I wanted to tell you. They're praying that, and we had already had that prayer answered. While they were still praying, God, give us the money, give us the money, give us the money. They were knocking on heaven's door, and we already had the money. I had it in my hand and was getting ready to take it down there on Monday, and his prayer had already been answered. So I want you to be encouraged with that you're praying about. The answer could already be there. And so when I took it to him, he and his wife, she was there with him. I think they were like assistants there at the funeral home. And they just broke and started crying their eyes out. And I said, look, your prayers were answered before you even ask. Remember, he said, I'll answer your prayer before you ask. And so it's very important that you don't lose hope and you just keep on and keep on, because God avenged her because she kept coming back. And if that judge didn't even like her, how much more with this God that loves us so much will he help us? Now, look at this in verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth? He says, when he comes back, I want him to find faith on earth. Now, look, here's the thing, folks. We can't, if we just pray a half-hearted prayer, just half-hearted, and we're yawning while we're praying, and it's just lethargic, and we pray this, and then we just jump right over to the next prayer. I'm talking about now in the prayer meeting back there. They're praying about a lot of things. But there's times at home when we pray, you need to settle right here for a minute. And the old-timers in our church, they used to say, pray it through. And we would just keep praying on that thing until we prayed it through. How many times have we prayed things through by just staying after it? Stay it after it. Peggy, you told me about your neighbor, sis. You're going to have to pray that thing through. Just keep on, keep on. Somebody will avenge you. Somebody will help you. But if it's your child, if it's your money, if it's a sickness, and that just gets so tiring and it so wears you out, but you keep praying and keep on. And the Bible says in Psalms 34 that this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. He heard him. Why? Because he cried day and night. Also, it says a poor man cried. And then one man was full of fear. It says he cried day and night. In Hebrews, let me find Hebrews 5:7. It says, listen to this. In the days of Jesus's flesh, in the days of his flesh, Jesus cried with loud cries and tears. He cried loudly because he knew there was going to be tough times coming. So she troubled him, and I'm just saying, keep troubling the Lord. I mean, it's no trouble, but if the Lord brings up that scripture and says, hear what that judge says, then that must mean that God said, keep knocking, asking, knocking, receiving. Now, some teach us today, all you just ask and then to go praise him. Don't even, you don't have to say anything else. Just ask and then praise. Well, suit yourself, but I would go according to the word. When he said, come on, just keep coming out, cry out to God and see what he does. So our prayers, what are they? Our prayers are an incense to the Lord. Remember I taught you that with the tabernacle? They're an incense. They go up to God. So let's take some time right now to pray. And I want you to pray over those special Easter services coming up, because I want us to make that Good Friday service just give such honor to the Lord and what he did for us and the way he carried our sins. I want us just to give such honor to that service. So please be here. You might invite somebody to come with you, because at the end, we're going to also have communion. So invite people to those services, and let's come around and pray. And I want you to pray about some of those things that you feel are impossible. You cannot let those things go, folks. Those are the things where God wants to shine and show himself. So find your place to pray. Get away from the person next to you. If you want to pray loudly, you can. Or just sometimes when you're praying about your own things, you don't want everybody to hear everything you're praying about. But come on and let's pray. Pull the lights down some and give us some praying music. Come and worship the Lord first. Let's worship him. And then let's offer up our prayers as an incense. Everything that's argumentative against you, Lord, and the whole world is like that unjust judge. God, they don't fear you. They don't regard man. They have no shame. Disneyland has no shame against our children. We've supported them over the years, Lord, and look how they have turned their back on you, upon America, and upon our children. Look how the school system is turning their back on society. No shame. Well, Lord, you're the one that will make them ashamed. You have ways of making us ashamed. And Lord, just like the water came out of that rock when Moses hit it, and it came out and it watered all of Israel. Oh, yes, it did. Against Pharaoh and his filthy army. But Lord, you watered your people and their animals and their gardens and everything that pertained to them. And Lord, I believe that your water, you're sending down the rain, you're sending your glory. You said in the time when it's dark on earth, a gross darkness comes on the people. God, the people are having darkness come on them. They're not even trying to fight it off. They're just walking right into it with their eyes wide open. But Lord, I pray you will protect your people and you will let living waters come out of our belly just like that water out of the rock. And these rivers will flow out of us and into others, Lord. It will flow wherever we go. We don't even mean for it to go out, but that water will go out. Waters of healing, waters of faith, rivers of glory, rivers of healing, Lord. They'll just flow out. Rivers of encouragement. Lord, I pray that you would open our mouths. Even the most timid will be able to encourage others because of the water flowing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I heard you talking about some folks in here tonight. You talked about those who are providing care for others. That's a hard job, Father. It's a good one, and there's such big rewards for those that care for others. And there are care providers in this home that are caring for their loved ones, taking good care of them, making sure that they're okay. Father, I just praise you tonight for them. And I don't know what God was saying to me there, except that he sees you. And he's given you new strength. Strength. Hallelujah. At times when you get low, he said, I will fill you up. As a woman went to the judge, he said, just come to me. So can I tell you, and also when a woman went and she said, give me justice. All of us have gone through stuff. All of us have gone through stuff where justice was not served. Justice, there was no justice there. But God said, this is the day of justice. I will take care of it. And you will see justice served not many days from now. And I don't know why he's chosen Landmark tonight to say that. But I tell you, justice will be served. And strength to the caretakers. Strongholds are coming down. And one other thing I want to say. Remember the guy that sat in the tombs and he was bound up with chains? He was tied up in chains and nobody could get him loose. But when Jesus walked into town, he loosed him of those chains. Jesus is the only one. And he said, I'm a chain breaker and I'll break those chains. I'm telling you, folks, we have not seen anything else yet. We haven't seen anything like this. We've never seen anything like this. I think it was Joel. He said, you've never seen anything like this time. Not up till now, neither will you see anything like it later. So I'm just telling you, we've not seen anything like we're seeing now. Like the darkness and the filthy darkness and the gross darkness on the people. But he said, when that happens, that's when you'll see my glory. And that's when my light will shine upon you. Not just certain people, but all of us who love him. Well, Father, we thank you tonight for being here with us. Lord, we lift you up. Oh, I'm so happy we know you. I'm so happy that we have you living in us. I'm so happy that you know where we are. I'm so happy that you recognize people. You recognize certain ones at certain times. And so, Lord, we magnify you. We know you're everywhere, but you said, I'm going to manifest my glory so everyone will see me. Right now, we're just seeing sin rise up. We're seeing what people are being able to say, what they're being able to do. The loud mouth, Lord, they're louder than anybody else, but you said, I'm getting ready to change all that. So, Lord, I praise you for touching us, giving your people courage in Jesus' name. Will the Lord bless you, folks, to keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace that passes understanding, healing, encouragement, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. I love you guys. See you Sunday morning.